USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is changing her party affiliation to independent.
I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this, but actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process.
A Colorado judge on Thursday unsealed documents involving drop charges against Anderson Lee Aldrich in 2021. The suspected Club Q mass shooter from a bomb threat back then vowed to become the next mass killer at that time. Prosecutors said the suspect's family members refused to cooperate with authorities and stand as witnesses during a trial, so the charges were dropped. Despite the Kremlin's general skepticism over the West's economic sanctions, analysts at Russia's central bank say they foresee a new economic shock. They point out the European Union, G7, and Australia have set a price cap at $60 a barrel for Russian crude oil that started Monday, and the reason for the economic woes in Russia. The Orion spacecraft is on its way back to Earth and will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. It's going to take place at 12:40 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. Lava from the world's largest volcano is no longer an imminent threat to the main highway across the Big Island in Hawaii. Mauna Loa is still erupting, but the lava that was heading toward the crucial road is no longer a threat. Scientists believe because of reduced magma from a fissure is being reported. The Rams came back and beat the Raiders in last night's Thursday night football game. Final score was 17-16. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
After President Biden secured the release of Brittany Griner Thursday from a Russian prison for drug possession, the commander-in-chief has left a man behind. Former Marine Paul Whelan.
Detained American Paul Whelan expressed his frustration that more has not been done to secure his release in an exclusive CNN interview hours after another detained American, Brittany Griner, was freed.
For whatever reason, I'm treated differently than another individual here from a Western country that's also on a charge of espionage.
Whelan, a former Marine, was detained at a Moscow hotel in December 2018 by Russian authorities who alleged he was involved in an intelligence operation in a trial U.S. officials denounced as unfair. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is set to announce a collaboration between the United Kingdom, Italy, and Japan to develop a new fighter jet that uses artificial intelligence. The PM says the joint venture aims to create thousands of UK jobs and strengthen security ties between the nations. It's expected to enter service in the mid-2030s and will eventually replace the Typhoon jet. NASA has lost control of the Icon weather satellite in low orbit, and no one knows why the failsafes have failed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.